Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Barry Maguire has become a very good friend. He is a wonderful real estate lawyer, and he is here to share his insights. Please give it up to Mr. Barry Maguire, everybody. All right. Let's get into it, folks. So you, anybody who hasn't heard Tales from the Trenches, I'm sure you all have. These are stories that we pick up in our practice, in our daily life, interacting with you folks and other folks, and try and bring you some real information about what's going on. Mortgages and related securities, how are you liable? Let's talk about what we're going to go over today. We're going to look at mortgage basics. We're just going to do a little bit about just how mortgages run generally. What's a conventional mortgage, a CMHC mortgage, that sort of thing. And then we're going to take that basic information and plug it into some really interesting true and false questions that we're going to work on. And there is quite a handout. I have spent more time on this particular presentation than I have on any of my other Tales from the Trenches. It's about 14 pages long, and you're going to get a copy of it. It's three-hole punch to end. A good takeaway for you to stick in your binders and have for reference for the future. And those will be, actually, we've got the court process for how foreclosure works, the various steps that you have to go through, as well as some timing charts, because foreclosure and mortgages are really a time-driven business, depending on how much equity you have. So if you want to know how the process works and the timing works, you can review those appendices when you get the paper. So let's get going. So what about historically? This thing called a mortgage. Historically, if you wanted to borrow some money and you had some property to give as security, the lender actually took the title to your property and transferred it into his own name. And that's how it was early on and up until, well, relatively recently. I just was thinking to myself, you know, how tough that would be if you were somebody with a 10-acre plot of land and you had to borrow from the local money lender and you had to actually transfer the property, and then, you know, there was any difficulty at all. How tough would it be to get your title back if you were right? Ew, nasty. Anyway, so historically, that's how it went. Title went into the lender's name. And the word mortgage, I thought this was interesting. Comes from two Latin or French words, mor, for dead, and the verb gager, to pledge. So a mortgage is a dead pledge, a dead pledge. And I guess that comes from the notion that if you were a borrower and you transferred the money to the lender, or transferred the title to the lender, and you didn't get it back, that land was dead to you, dead to you. So, dead to the borrower. Enough history, though. But what's a mortgage today? Today, a mortgage is a loan contract that is secured by a charge against land. Basically, that's what it is. It's a loan contract, and for security, the lender puts a charge against the land so that if you don't pay, they can do something. And this time, title remains in your name, our names, as the borrower. The lender doesn't get that title to go into his own name as it was in the old days. Now, what about that lender? Who is he in this whole process? I mean, really, they're your silent partner, aren't they? This is when everything's going nicely. The lender's your silent partner, everything's going well. But if there are ever any issues, mostly issues meaning not paying your mortgage, and when you talk mortgage default, that's mostly what it means, but there are other kinds of default. If a loan doesn't get paid and goes into default, then all of a sudden, the lender isn't your friend anymore. He's not your silent partner anymore. And the lender will write you a letter. They might give you a call. And if you don't pay, then what the lender does is he starts a lawsuit that's commonly known as a foreclosure or a foreclosure action. That's what they do. So, in a foreclosure action, the lender sues you. You don't have any reason why you're not making the payments, except you can't make the payments, so you don't really have a defense. You can't defend. And the lender goes through the whole court process, and finally he's in front of a judge saying, well, judge, we found somebody to buy this property, because they advertised the property for sale, and the mortgage balance is about $300,000, but today's market, we can only get $280,000. That's all we can get. So the lender is owed $300,000, but he's only getting $280,000 from the sale of the property. So the difference between the what the lender or the what the mortgage is and the what the lender gets is called the deficiency. And it's a word that comes up a lot in mortgage chit-chat. So just remember that word. Mortgage balance plus all costs minus sale price of the property equals the deficiency. All right. Let's look at mortgage and mortgage law. Now, firstly, mortgages are a provincial responsibility. Provincial responsibility, so every province has its own rules about how mortgages work. And it's different in every province. So I'll say this now, and I'll probably say it again later, that you have to consult with your own legal counsel in your own province whenever you're getting into anything that relates to foreclosure. You just have to do that. Now,
so Barry, just for clarification, you mean in the province the property resides that you own?
That's right.
You live in Ontario, own here, you consult a lawyer here about the property you own here.
Property you own here. You consult an Alberta lawyer about Alberta property that has an Alberta mortgage, even if you live in British Columbia or Ontario. So this is just a rough overview of mortgage stuff today that we're going to go through, but I have in my hand here a book called Mortgage Actions in Alberta by Sir Francis Price and Marguerite Trussler. This is the Bible on mortgages in Alberta. It's 600 pages long, and in the beginning there's a list of all of the cases that they refer to for the various picky little points that get discussed in mortgage law, and there's a listing of 3,000 cases in a book that's 600 pages long. So when I say you ought to consult with your own counsel, you know, that's why, because it's picky and complicated. So just remember that.
Thanks for listening to Barry McGuire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.